Well, it's a very unfair fight. I'm always puzzled by statements from our own administration and others that they don't want to, quote, militarize the conflict. Well, Russian arms shipments continue to come in. Iranians are on the ground assisting them. So they have tanks and artillery supplied by the Russians and others against people who demonstrate peacefully. That's not a fair fight. That's a militarization that's already taken place, only it's on one side.
So how do you think those arms supplies could be checked? Do you think that ships should be stopped on their way into Syrian ports?
No, I don't think so. Some of those shipments are being flown in over Iraq. I don't think you can stop the arms shipment to Assad. I think you have to arm the opposition. They are desperate for arms. There's some arms, we are told, coming from Saudi Arabia and maybe Gulf countries, but it's a totally unfair fight, and now we are up to estimates of well over 10,000 Syrians have been slaughtered by Bashar Assad. And the question then is, how many have to die at the hands of this bloody dictator before we intervene?
But doesn't there need to be some kind of caution when it comes to arming the rebels? Are you sure who you're giving the weapons to? There's been talk of a number of jihadis being amongst the rebel forces.
The longer the conflict goes, the more likely jihadis will come in. Second of all, I heard that same tune as far as Libya was concerned. I heard the same thing in Bosnia and Kosovo by those who simply have a view that we don't intervene to help people who are struggling for their freedom. That's they're entitled to their opinion, but to say that we are worried that it is being hijacked by extremists, these people are the direct repudiation of al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda believes in acts of terror to bring about change. These people believed in peaceful demonstrations to bring about change. I'm no more worried about this revolution being hijacked than I was about it being hijacked in Libya. Are there going to be difficulties after Bashar Assad is ejected? Of course there will be difficulties, but to somehow assume that it'll be taken over by extremists is just an excuse for inaction.